Diaries of a Dyke.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to Diaries of a Dyke. Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous, but I'm so excited for this podcast. It's been a long time coming. I've had this idea for a long time now, and it's just so cool to finally see it and feel it coming into fruition. So thank you so much for being here, being on this journey. I really, really appreciate it. And I think that this podcast is something that's really important and it needs to be talked about. It needs to be normalized. So yeah, once again, thank you so much. I'm going to talk about the podcast Diaries of a Dyke, DOAD, which I've named it. I've given an acronym. A lot of people were like, I thought it was just DOAD, but DOAD just sounds a little bit more fancy. So you know what? You can call it whatever you want to call it. I just appreciate that you're here right now. But I'll get into the podcast a little bit later on. I'll tell you what it's about, where I came up with the idea, why I want to do it. But first of all, I'll tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Danny. I live in Aotearoa in New Zealand. And right now we're in lockdown because of COVID-19. So that's the reason I pushed the original drop a couple days, because it didn't make sense. And also I wanted to make sure my family was healthy, was good, I was good, where I was going to spend my life for the next 4 weeks. So now that that's cool, this is happening because it's important. I'm passionate about it. You know, more than ever, no virus is going to attack you because of your sexual preference. And you're not going to lose your job because of who you love. And that's what's happening all around the world at the moment. So more than ever, we are all equal. Here I am doing this podcast. Thank gosh I bought this podcast equipment before the lockdown so I didn't go insane. But I'm sitting in the room right now. I've got my mic, I've got my camera, I've got my laptop. And yeah, it's really cool that I can do it out of my home, actually, because I'm a bit of a homebody. But anyway, like I said, my name is Danny. I'm 28 years old and I do live in New Zealand, Tamaki Makaurau in Auckland. I grew up in South Auckland. Lived in Auckland my whole life with my mom. She was a solo mom. Her and my dad divorced when I was about 8 years old. Don't have much to do with dad now, but he is Rarotongan, Kiwi, Irish, and I have a lot to do with my roots. Absolutely love my roots, my Rarotongan roots. I try and go home back to the islands at least once a year. Very proud of that. And my mum is Māori Kiwi. So if you're watching this video and you're like, sorry, you're Māori and Rarotongan, you're very, very pale with blue eyes. I don't know what happened. Honestly, it was a throwback. I've asked my mum a lot of times, haven't got to the bottom of it, but genes do wonderful things. More than ever, I'm so proud to be Rarotongan and Māori and Kiwi. Proud to be from South Auckland. If you're listening to this and you know, it can be a rough area to grow up in. But my mum, she was the best. She was a superwoman. She did everything she could for my sister and I to have a great life. I've got a sister. She's 2.5 years younger than me. Absolutely amazing. I've got a nephew. He's 4.5 months old. She was always the golden child. She always did everything like pretty by the books. And I was... Yeah, I wasn't, but we'll get into that more later on in the episodes. Yeah, I mean, I went to school. There's nothing too amazing about me. I just, you know, I went to school, got my grades, played a bit of sport. I wasn't actually amazing at anything. My top subject was drama. You know, my drama teacher was just like, oh, you should be an actress. And I thought to myself, I was like, not really one for TV. Hey, you know, I've got really bad angles and I just can't work them. Honestly can't. So I decided to get behind a mic instead. I like music. I like to make people laugh. I like interacting. So I really wanted to get into radio. So I did that. I left school and I found out about a school called New Zealand Radio Training School. So I did that, got my qualifications, met a whole bunch of cool people, learned some things. But it's a very, very hard industry to crack, the radio industry or media in general, especially here in New Zealand. It's so small. So I got another job at a call center, did that for a while, saved some money. At that time, I was actually in an unhealthy relationship and I just had this epiphany one day. I was just sitting there, I was like, meh. So I left my relationship, left my job and just wanted to give radio a crack. I think I was about 20 years old at this point. I was like, it's now or never, Danny. So luckily one of my best mates, her mum's a hairdresser and she's a chatter. So she was chatting to this guy, cutting his hair, and he kind of dropped that he worked in radio. And she was like, oh, I know someone that wants to get into radio. Exchanged emails, went to go work one day at a promo, and it was for a radio station called The Breeze here in New Zealand, which is an older demograph. So I went and did, man, what was it? It was like a home and living show or something. And I was chatting with 60-year-olds and I was like, you know, I'm grateful, but not my target. So for a couple years, I just said yes to everything, worked my butt off. Missed out on a lot of my 20s, actually, because I didn't really go to many parties. I was up early doing promos in the weekend and just working to get to the top. I wanted to be on air. I finally got that opportunity with MyFM, and I did summer shifts. I remember doing the New Year's Eve countdown. Nobody wants to do that. You're in a studio on New Year's Eve by yourself. I was literally like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year. Just by myself, but whoever was listening was listening. But grateful for the opportunities. And then I got the opportunity to work for the My Home Run, which was myself, Danny and Fame, 3 p.m. till 7 p.m. on one of the biggest radio stations in New Zealand. So that was super cool. Did that for 3 years. Learned so many things. Met a lot of amazing people. But I left in December and here I am right now doing this. Still wanting to use my voice. I still have something in me that I really wanted to be passionate about and to talk about. Yeah, I've provided my own platform ultimately now, this podcast. And it's really different because I don't have anyone kind of telling me what to do, or there's a time restraint, or you can't talk about this, you can't talk about that. So if you do know me from my FM, this is going to be a whole lot different because this podcast is going to be so real, hopefully relatable, and a completely open book. So we're going to talk about a lot of this on here. And I would just say, if you want your kids or your grandparents to listen, maybe you have a listen first, just saying. But yeah, also I have a passion for youth. I studied social services just before I got into my dream role at MyFM. Passion for the youth. What else? And there's not much to me, to be honest. That's kind of it. Just a normal person trying to change the world one day at a time. Diaries of a Dyke. I made this platform for ultimately the LGBTIQA community. See, there is a lot of letters these days and I myself need to be educated. I don't know everything. So that's another point. I'm going to get a whole, like, people are going to be from every walk of life on this podcast, going to be educating, going to be sharing their stories. So I'm so excited to learn a lot for myself as well. When I was growing up, nobody talked about sexuality, nobody at all. I didn't even know what gay was until I was about 18 years old and I met the very first gay person who is going to be on this podcast as well. She's amazing. But yeah, I thought this was this whole other world. So when I was having the feelings I was having, I was just like, man, something's wrong with me. Like, I'm broken. Like, everyone's going to hate me for feeling this. And I suppressed my feelings for so long. And then once I was finally able to come to terms with what I was feeling, I just was a different person. I was like, wow, this is what it feels like to live. So ultimately my goal is, if just one person listens to this episode or this podcast and feels normal or okay, or something makes sense to them and something relates to them, that's the whole point in this. I just want to talk about it. I want to normalize it because I never had that growing up. This is why I'm using this platform. If you're listening, you're like, man, I'd love to share my story. I've got a voice to be heard as well. Jump on my Instagram, Diaries of a Dyke. My DMs are always open. Didn't think I'd ever say that, but I'm saying that. Please feel free. The Gmail's on there as well if you would like to do it maybe a little bit more professionally. We're going to be talking about everything on this podcast. You know, it's not just gay people on it, which I think a lot of people maybe think. You know, we're going to talk about threesomes, open relationships, just everything that people are sometimes afraid to talk about. I want to talk about it. You know, I've got someone popping on here that isn't gay, but they've had their brother come out. Just ways you can deal with situations, how you can approach them, people sharing their stories so you can relate. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. It's going to be... can get really, really deep, really, really explicit. So just prepare for that and be ready for that. That's all I got to say. Yeah, once again, I just wanted to say thank you so much for tuning in and for taking the time out of your day to join me on this. I'm ready. I'm so ready. It's something that should have been done a very, very long time ago. Wherever this finds you, though, I hope that you are safe and that you're healthy. And I'll catch you very soon, all right? Be safe and be kind. Peace.